West Nile continue to count losses due to poor and unreliable weather reports attributed to the lack of weather stations at local government levels across the region, prompting a call for establishment of the same. Environmental officers in the West Nile region have decried the absence of weather stations in the various local governments. According to the officers, weather information shared by the Uganda National Meteorological Authority is a misrepresentation of what is happening at the local government levels, misleading members of the public in the region. John Inkamfle, the Tergo District Environment Officer, says many farmers have incurred losses due to the poorly shared data, causing public mistrust.
You find sometimes when they will say that it is going to rain, but the rain can happen in a rural city, but it doesn't reach Tergo. So they may say, according to the predictions, that the rain will come at this particular time and so on. Sometimes they even say Tergo specific ones, but when you take the representation of that data which they have depended on, it doesn't reflect. So farmers are not now being very certain that yes, this information is true and it is accurate.
Currently, local governments in the region rely on the information collected from the three synoptic stations established at Arua Airfield, Abisadi and the Juman Airfield. On the 3rd of February 2026, the government of Uganda announced that it had received funding from the World Meteorological Organization and the United Nations Multi-Partner Trust Fund through the Systemic Observation Financing Facility, a project worth 22.82 billion Ugandan shillings. The grant is intended to install and upgrade weather stations in 16 districts including Arua, Gulu, Kitigum, Lira, Kotido, Soroti, Masindi, Tororo and Jinja, among others, in a bid to enhance the country's capacity for climate change adaptation and disaster risk reduction. Hannington Adronji, the Arua District Environment Officer, has asked the government to establish weather stations in every district to ensure real-time information sharing.
This will be a great step because this climate change thing is just an abrupt phenomenon. Farmers are still trying to adapt. If we insist we get this service, it will be used to update farmers.
Uganda currently operates a network of weather stations managed by the Uganda National Meteorological Authority, featuring 12 key synoptic stations, 87 automatic weather stations and over 150 rain gauge stations. Radio Parties News. I am Federic Tamadu reporting. The environment.